Hello everyone and welcome to episode 17 of the Nurtured by Nature podcast. Today I'm delighted to be joined in conversation by the amazing Amy of Mind, Body, Spirit, Breath. Amy is a herbalist, energy medicine educator and trauma-informed breathwork coach based in America. During this inspiring episode, Amy shares her powerful renegade story of how she eventually learned to tune into her body's messages and the innate wisdom of Mother Earth to heal herself from the extreme pain that had left her bedridden. Despite a society that conditions us to give our power away, Amy explains that it's never too late to learn to trust your body and offers the powerful reminder to us all that you are not broken. Hello everyone and welcome Amy, and thank you so much for joining us here today. I like to just sort of get started with my guests by asking them to share a little bit about their nature story and how nature's been a part of your life and if that's evolved over time. Just if you've got anything you'd like to share about how nature's important to you.
Sure, Fiona. So I grew up, you know, was that child that was outside a lot. I felt good being outside. You know, I would play like Little House on the Prairie. We would make mud pies and stuff like that, right? My girlfriend and I. But I didn't really understand the connection that I had to nature until I was older. So I always felt better when I was outside. Like I grew up on the beach. I loved the beach. I felt really calm there. I felt really grounded, but I didn't really understand that because it's not skills that we're actually taught in life, right? Like a lot of people abuse Mother Nature. They don't actually appreciate all the benefits that she has and that she was designed in order to keep growing and improving, and she's very resilient. But this isn't something that we're taught, and this is lessons that I try to take now, you know, in hindsight, 2020, right? So as a child, I grew up outside. I was outside a lot. I felt good being outside. I didn't feel good being inside, but I always had a lot of symptoms from my body, right? A lot of the messages. And so in our society, we're taught that these messages are wrong. Your body is broken. It's acting up. It's bad. Like, go to the doctor and the gut doctor will put you back in check, right? Like, the doctor is going to fix you. And so I grew up at the doctor all the time as a kid, always on antibiotics or something. And I had this message that my body was broken.
Well, that's quite
tough. This was a message that was always like reiterated to me with teachers, parents, doctors, like, you know, there's something wrong, so we're going to fix you. And it was never an idea of working with my body. It was always the body is the enemy. And I learned to not talk about what I was experiencing because I could feel a lot of things. I didn't know that was energy. I didn't know I could, you know, I would just know, like, I didn't want to be around that person. I didn't want to eat this thing. I didn't want to go to this place, right? But I didn't understand that it was all energetic vibrations. I didn't understand what it meant to be empathic or highly sensitive. None of that was talked about, right? Children of the 80s, like, none of that.
That was way too woo-woo.
Exactly. Like, I was like, oh, that's crazy. That's crazy talk. So, I mean, even as an adult, it was like, that's crazy talk. That doesn't, you can't see it. It doesn't exist, right? But when I began to explore this idea of something that I can't see, maybe could exist and could help me, it brought me closer to Mother Nature. So long story short is I was on this merry-go-round of going to all these doctors and specialists. I live in New York, so I have access to quality healthcare. I have a lot of renowned specialists in my area, and no one could agree on what was wrong with me, and no one wanted to talk to each other, right? And again, it was my body was broken. The doctor knows best. Take this medication, come back when it gets worse. So no one talked about understanding the messages from the body, that they're just messages, right? It's just clues to get you back into a balanced state that the body's designed to heal. So none of that was mentioned. It wasn't mentioned about toxins. It wasn't mentioned about, you know, the fake food that we eat, not eating real food that comes from the earth, right? Like, none of this was discussed.
And they break you down as well, don't they, as well? It's like, you know, you go to this specialist for this and that specialist, and they don't talk to each other. And
You go to the GI doctor for GI issues. You go to the neurologist for, you know, brain stuff. You go to the rheumatologist for joint pain. but nobody talked to each other. And so I was called all these different diagnoses, and my body just, the messages were getting louder. And it got to the point where I was bedridden and I was in extreme pain,
Oh my
and I had
goodness.
daily migraines, daily vertigo.
Oh,
And I
wow.
basically could not leave my home. I couldn't leave my home. And at the same time, my home was making me sick because I still am in a moldy house, right? So
Oh, bless you.
yeah, like at least 50% to 80% of homes in the US, I can't speak to international, but in the US are moldy and
Yeah.
they're sick. They're called sick buildings. And so nobody talks about this connection with the body being exposed to all these different toxins, right? Even toxins we can't see because you can't always see mold. I could smell it because I have hypersensitivity with my senses, right? So I could smell it, I could feel it, but it was, I'm crazy. This doesn't exist, right? Like even people in my family, you're crazy. There's nothing there. I'm like, oh, it's here, right? Same thing
Yeah.
with like electromagnetic frequencies that are artificial. I can feel it. I get messages from my body. It's not happy. But if I go outside and I'm connected with Mother Nature, those are real, helpful, healing
Yeah.
electromagnetic frequencies.
Yeah.
But nobody talks about that. It was just like, take this medication, come back when it's worse. And so I was on that merry-go-round for a few years, and it felt really bad. It was really frustrating. It was really demoralizing. And it reaffirmed this message of not being seen, heard, or believed since childhood.
Oh,
So it created this whole nother level of disconnection to my body, right? Again, viewing my body as the enemy,
wow.
that my body was
Not
broken,
trusting
right?
yourself. Yeah.
Not
Yeah.
trusting the process, not trusting that my body is designed to heal because this is not the message that is given to us. And so it felt really, oh, I felt really alone. I felt really scary. And I felt really disconnected to the world around me, to my own body, to everything. And so I began to think, like, what could I do to take my power back? Right? Because, like, we're taught to give your power away.
Yeah.
You know, give it away to the doctor. They're going to help you. They're going to fix you because they went to medical school. But nobody knows you better than you know your own body because you inhabit it. A
Yeah.
doctor doesn't
Yeah.
inhabit your body. You inhabit it,
Yeah.
right? So I would say, I don't respond well to medications. Is there anything else I can do? Can I change my diet? Can I take a supplement? No. You have to take the medication. But I'm that 1% of person that gets all the symptoms, like the
Yeah.
70,000 symptoms
Yeah.
they list. I don't, right? Like that's me.
Yeah.
I don't want to take the medication. Nope, you have to take the medication. And so it got to the medication made me sicker. So then it was labeled non-compliant. So even though I was
Oh,
following what
no.
they said, I didn't want to take it because all my symptoms exacerbated. And then I got a
Yeah.
whole bunch of other
New
symptoms on
ones.
top of
Yeah.
it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, this does not make any sense. Like, I don't understand this, but you're at this place where you're exhausted physically, mentally, emotionally. You don't know who can help you. You're desperate for a diagnosis. You're desperate for someone to fix you. And so you continue to give your power away.
Yeah.
So my body was sending me these messages, and I wasn't understanding because, again, in our society, we're not taught to dialogue with the body, right?
No,
Like, we're
you've
taught,
got to sort of, put it on mute and
yeah, or
it's
beat it into submission with medication, right?
yeah.
Ignore it because it's wrong. It's giving you false messages. It's giving you false data. But it isn't. And so if we were taught from a young age, the body is designed to heal, the body has innate wisdom, the body works in connection with Mother Nature, a lot of people would struggle a lot less
Yeah.
physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. And I can speak to that firsthand because I'm one of those people. And so if I understood as a child, these sensations and feelings I was experiencing were normal for me. Even though it felt strange, different, weird, I was labeled weird and different. I didn't want to do that. And I squelched those sensations and feelings. It created more blockages of energy in the body, which then led to more illness, more disease, and more trauma. And so the value that I want to impart to people is that it's never too late to learn to trust your body.
Yeah.
And but the way I did that was with working with Mother Nature. Like that was the first step that I took, is that understanding that there's this innate intelligence that exists in Mother Nature. So Mother Nature, where I live, goes through four seasons, right? I'm blessed to have four seasons. So I'm in winter right now. So everything is gray and gloomy and dark.
Yeah.
It's snow, you know, like it's gonna
It's the
snow
same
later.
here.
Right. So But it's a reminder that this is winter, it's a time to rest, right? Where so
Yeah.
people in the southern hemisphere, it's summertime for them.
Yeah.
So they have the opposite. Their body should be different. It's a little weird because it's January, but whatever, if they're January, they're summer. So for us, it's a reminder that this is winter time. It's a time to rest. It's a time to go within. And so it's a reminder when I look to Mother Nature and see what she's mirroring, it's a message to me. So even if it appears as if nothing is happening, we know that things are still happening, right? So
Yeah.
even though everything looks dead outside, things are still happening, and that's the same thing in your body. So
Yeah.
even if it feels like nothing is happening, something is always happening, right? Like you don't have to remind yourself to breathe or to digest your food. Like your body's automatically going to do it. It's going to do it a little bit better if you're not stressed, right? If
Yeah.
you're taking care of it, than if you are stressed, then you're going to see the physical manifestations of that. But there's a lot of things, the process that the body does without us having to consciously think to do it,
Yeah.
right? However, when we are out of sync with our body and with nature, stuff kind of goes awry, right?
Yeah.
Like things
Yeah.
stop working. And so, this is something that is not abnormal. We just think it's normal. Oh, I'm getting
Yeah.
older, so my body hurts more.
Yeah.
I'm getting older, so I have more stomach aches. Or I'm getting older, so I have more stress. Like, this is all, we just take it for granted. This is a process of aging, but it actually isn't normal. We just accept it is because that's what we're told. Like, this is normal. But if you look at Mother Nature, she's resilient, right? So even though people abuse her and pollute her and contaminate her and destroy her, she still comes back,
Yeah.
right? So even if there are wildfires, those wildfires create regeneration for new growth of trees because some trees need fire in order
Yeah.
to reproduce,
Yeah, and
right? So
it's a bit like if you're ill and you have a fever, isn't it? You know,
yes.
having a fever is part of your body like burning up
Yes.
the bad stuff and
The toxins, the bacteria, right? The
yeah.
virus. Yeah, it's the body knows what to do because it has the innate intelligence. And the same innate intelligence that is in us is in Mother Nature because it was all created by something bigger than us. Even if you can't see it, right? It's there because you can see it in the trees. You can see it in the plants. You can see it in the birds. And so the thing that's been really important for me is getting the word out there that to connect more with Mother Nature. Right. So like, oh, it's popular now to do grounding and earthing, but it's something that for thousands of years people always did. Like it
Yeah.
was just normal routine. It wasn't something
Yeah.
novel. It wasn't like an in
Yeah.
thing to do, right? Like it wasn't a cool thing to do. It was just something that was natural in their daily life. They didn't wear
Yeah.
shoes, they were barefoot. They communed with Mother Nature. They respected her cycles. People like me who were highly sensitive and empathic, we were revered. We were the medicine woman. We were the shaman. We were the
Yeah.
person that predicted weather moving in. We knew what plants were good to eat and what plants were poison. We could feel shifts in the energy. We knew when that threat was coming. And so this is not a foreign concept. It's just something that we've got away from in our society because we trust technology to do everything for us, right? Like
Yeah.
rather than go outside and see what the weather is, I'll check my phone,
And you're
right?
like, oh,
But I can
it's
look
sunny. And
outside.
then it's
Yeah,
like,
like
no,
I can look
it's
outside and be like,
raining.
yeah, exactly. Like, oh, it's like snow, right? So like I can smell snow. My body feels when the weather is changing. So we all have that ability to do that. Different degrees, right? Like we all have these gifts. It's something that is innate within us. It's working with that innate intelligence. It's trusting the process. It's trusting the body is right.
Yeah.
And the mind is just part of the body. Like we don't need to be in the mind 24/7. We weren't designed to be like that. And that's why we're all overwhelmed,
Yeah.
mentally, physically taxed and stressed because your brain is constantly on. And so we choose these activities to numb and dissociate from life because it's too
Yeah.
overwhelming, it's too
Yeah.
much,
Yeah.
but they're actually destructive activities, right? So if I binge watch Netflix, I feel better, but it's actually not better because I'm not choosing to feel my feelings and
Yeah,
sensations. I'm not choosing
it's
it to,
disconnecting, isn't it? It's
right?
that's
Right. It's a
yeah.
numbing technique. So if I'm scrolling social media, it's a numbing technique in order to escape my life, in order to
Yeah.
escape the sensations and the feelings my body is giving me.
Yeah.
And so we're taught not to trust that, but those messages, when I, again, it was not an overnight lesson. I'm not going to pretend it was. This was a decade plus journey that I am still embarking on today. Like, it is not something that is one and done. It is not over. It's something that, as long as I'm in this physical body, these are practices that I will need to implement. And so my practices may be more regimented or rigid than other people, but that's what I need to feel good and for my body to work and do what it needs to do. And so when we can recognize and be in awareness, when we are choosing something unconsciously, a pattern that is not great for us, right? Like, I'm not going to say I don't watch TV. I do watch TV, but I watch TV maybe an hour a day.
I think
I'm not.
it's having that awareness, isn't it, of
Yes.
whether it's
Yes.
become a sort of
A
almost
crutch.
obsessive kind of the way to
Yeah.
escape, isn't it?
Yes.
And
Yes.
just, being gentle with yourself as well, because
Yes.
there can be obviously quite the reasons that you're having to use that, whether you're
Yes.
struggling emotionally, mentally with things. I know particularly like sort of trauma and
Yes,
that sort of
exactly.
thing. You do, it's almost a bit of a protector, isn't it? Because you can't cope to
Yes. Yes.
feel things. So you,
Exactly.
but yeah, just gently sort of bringing awareness to actually why are you doing that, and what's it, what are you trying to protect yourself from?
Yes. From feeling or from experiencing. Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. The next point is that, so we have these behaviors that we're not aware of. They're just unconscious, right? Because they were formed before age 7. So Bruce Lipton talks about this in his Biology of Belief book, and that we have these patterns, these beliefs, these programmings that we inherited. They're not ours, right? Like, you come out as a blank slate and you inherit these programs from culture, society, parents, like whatever it may be, all of them together. And they're ingrained by age 7. And so they're not yours, and they're not your parents either. Again, they were inherited. It's like this whole process. And so it's being aware that this is not a conscious choice. It's something that your body automatically does to protect you. So there was something that happened before age 7. You had a need. It was expressed. It was not met. And a protector was formed by the body to keep you alive, to keep you safe. That's all the body is trying to do, is to keep you safe. However, what happened as a child to you, where it kept you safe, the body does not understand that you're not 7 anymore, that you're 40. So those behaviors that may have kept you safe at 7 and may not have been as disruptive or as damaging at 40 can be quite damaging, right? So there's lots of different protectors. You could have the person who is an addict, right? So they could be addicted to food, drugs, TV, social media, whatever, right? Shopping. You have the victim. You have the person who everything happened to them, right? This is, oh, it's woe me, everything happened to them. And we all have aspects of these protectors. There may be ones that are more prominent. Like, I have an aggressive one. So if someone's going to bully me, I'm going to come right back at them. Like, you're not going to hurt me because that happened to me before, and I'm not going to let that hurt me again, right? Or a comic protector. I have that too. I'll make everyone laugh so that I can control the dynamic. And then they can't see what I don't want them to see. It's like a misdirection, right? Or the control freak, the type A person. Like, so there's so many. And we all have aspects of them. But the thing is that in your grown-up adult life, you have all of these aspects of these unmet needs still in you that are wounds that need to be healed. And until they are healed, you will keep going into these patterns. They will be an automatic unconscious habit. And that's why it's so hard to break habits. But when we look to Mother Nature, she doesn't have that. She's very unpredictable, right? Like, she kind of does her own thing, and she doesn't care. Like, it is what it is. Like, she's gonna do something, she's gonna do it. She's not doing her trying to people please. She's not trying. Like, she's like, this is what I'm doing, and you're gonna get on board, otherwise you're not, right? So what the thing for me, like, and I still do this, is I'm like, well, what is Mother Nature doing, right? So I'm trying to rest, and I'm at odds with myself of, oh, I really need to be doing interviews, I really need to be working on my business. But I'm like, no, my body wants to rest. And when I don't listen to that, the messages get louder. And normally we would be taught to judge it, to have expectations around it, to label it as bad. But instead, if you could kind of have an attitude like Mother Nature of what's going on here? Why is this happening? And, be curious about it. So Dr. Kim Jaramo is an energetic practitioner that I've worked with for a long time, and she'll say, what's right about this that I'm not getting?
Okay.
So kind of like turn it on its head, right? So
Yeah.
rather than going the automatic way that perspective you would have, to reframe your perspective, right? That takes awareness. That takes
Yep.
you stopping the automatic thought
Yeah.
as, right? And being like, what could be different about this? So my body is telling me this. Why is it telling me this? And so your body, again, is just designed to keep you safe. So if something happens and you're triggered and it causes a reaction, which it causes a thought, which causes a feeling, which causes a reaction, right? It's a
Yep.
building upon. And then if you could stop before you get to the reaction and say, why do I feel like this? What is this bringing up? And it takes time to do that, right? Like, and it also is something that's not automatic going to happen because it's new, it's
Yeah.
different,
Yeah.
but doesn't mean it's bad. And
And it goes
it's
against what you're taught, doesn't it, as well? Yeah.
exactly. So it's hard, right? Because you're like, oh, that's different. I don't know how to do that. And so it's not going to happen overnight, right? Healing is hard. I'll be the first one to tell you, healing is hard. It is not for the faint of heart. It is not easy.
And I
There's
think
no magic pill.
maybe that's why we have given up our power on it as well, and just because it's easy to go to the doctor in some respects. I mean, it can be a really
They
tough
tell you what to
journey.
do.
Yeah,
They
but
tell you what to do.
you just go there and you go, well, I've got this, and they go, well, here's a pill and or whatever, have some tests and
Solution, problem fixed, right? But it doesn't work like that. So, there is no magic wand. And for some, if you decide to go that route, which I'm not going to advocate that, but I advocate that people get to choose what's best for them. So if you go that route and you decide to do that, it's probably not going to work, and you're going to have other symptoms going on, and you're going to have to keep going to the doctor. It perpetuates this pattern, right? But it's the pattern that we're taught. But you could choose something different, right? So I was a renegade. I chose something different, and everyone thought I was crazy. Like everyone in my family, friends, they were like, this is crazy, especially because I worked in Western medicine. I was a medical
Wow,
researcher.
okay.
So
Well, so yeah,
like,
that's
why aren't you drinking your Kool-Aid anymore? Because it's not working. Because it's not working. And so why would I keep hitting my head against the wall if something's not working? And so it got to the point where I said, enough, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not going to be all these doctors' guinea pigs. If I'm going to be a guinea pig, I'll guinea pig myself. Right? So I took some of my power back. My body was like, good job. And then so then it started to put some pieces of the puzzle together. So like I say, rather than staying on the yellow brick road of manic healing, right? Of like doing all the things, which is hard not to do because we think more is better, but it's actually not, because it's overwhelming to the body. And you can see how with Mother Nature, so if she does an extreme storm, there's a quiet before that extreme storm and there's a quiet after that extreme storm, because she then needs to resource herself. She needs to rebalance. She needs to reconnect. So when you're going like the Energizer Bunny 24/7, your body can't sustain that. It's not sustainable.
It's really
And it
hard, isn't
stops.
it? In our society, I think there is this sort of almost go, I mean, going back to your seasons, it's almost like this sort of perpetual harvesting, isn't it? Of like, we've sort of disregarded all the other seasons and we're in that sort of autumn, harvest, 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 and
The
reap and reap
frenzy.
and reap, and it's, we've turned our back on all of the other seasons that we need to be balanced and healthy, and
Exactly. Yeah, it's this manic instant gratification, right? So like we live in a society, instant gratifications. So you can order from Amazon, you get something in 2 days or one day or whatever, right? So we expect that. So when that doesn't happen, it's like, well, something's broken. Why did that not happen? And so that's not realistic. It's not practical. It's artificial, right? So when we look, so for right now, even though it looks like in wintertime, nothing is happening, If you're close with Mother Nature and if you're a gardener, you understand that things are happening underneath the soil. There are microbes growing. There are, mycelium, mushrooms are spreading. There's bacteria. There's beneficial bacteria in the soil. There are worms. There are insects that are doing things. There are seeds that are getting ready to germinate. It's just not visible, but it's always happening. So even because it's not on this visible scale and you can't see it, doesn't mean it's not real.
Yeah, and I think that's a stigma around rest as well, isn't it? Is that
Yes.
it's, you're not doing anything, but actually,
Right.
like when you're
But
allowing
you
your body to
are.
rest, like
Right.
you're doing a
Yeah, but
lot. Your
you
body needs
are.
it.
Exactly. And the body can only handle so much. And because we live in such a toxic world, we are burdened and bombarded by toxins constantly. So the water you drink, the air you breathe, the what you consider food that you put in your body, the chemicals you put onto your body, the chemicals you use to clean your home. I could go on and on about this. The chemicals that are sprayed on the food, the pharmaceuticals and the chemicals you ingest, thinking you're helping yourself, right? Like it can go on and on and on. And so when you can get back to basics, and this was the first thing that I did in my healing. So the first thing I did was I threw all of the chemicals out. I threw,
I mean, it's frightening, isn't it? I mean, I've had my own sort of issues with like adrenal fatigue and thyroid problems,
yes,
and that sort of led me down. Like, how, looking, you start looking at labels of,
labels, yes,
your house and your body products, the things you're putting on your skin, which is even worse because it's, your skin
it's
absorbs
it, your skin's your
it.
largest organ,
Yeah, and then like you say, like fragrances, like washing detergents for
yes.
your laundry
Laundry.
and cleaning products in your house, and then outside in your garden, and yeah, it's just it is a huge assault on our
The
bodies and
body.
also in the environment, Mother Nature as well.
I mean, it contributes. It's like it's this never-ending cycle. So the more we perpetuate the toxins, the more the toxins abuse Mother Nature, the less we can get from her, right? So like the artificial EMF frequencies are killing all the pollinators, killing the birds. If you don't have pollinators or birds, you have no food.
No.
So like people don't understand this, right? Like I understand it because I'm a gardener. I grow my own food. I grow my own medicine. But like other people, they go to a supermarket. They don't understand that, like they don't understand how food grows. You know, like they
Is a
don't understand
disconnect
that.
again, isn't it?
Yes, it's a huge disconnect. And that is demonstrated in this sickness in society and in the lack of care for Mother Nature. And so for, you and I are both proponents of Mother Nature, like respect her because she has been here longer than we have. And because she's here, we can exist. So it is like you cannot exist without her. Like
No.
newsflash, you cannot. People think that you cannot.
And every little element of it, like you say, whether it's the worms in the soil, the bees, the birds, the plants,
It's all interconnected. It's all interconnected. The beneficial bacteria, right? So, I guess you and I have more knowledge on it working with Mother Nature in that way, but it's not something that if you didn't look back 150, 200 years ago, everybody knew that. Because people worked the land, people understood the connection to that. You can still see it in Ayurveda and traditional Chinese medicine and indigenous cultures. Like they still live that way, right? And so it's been around for 5,000 years that we know of, right? So that's longer than Western medicine. Western medicine has been around for like 200 years. But you know that, oh, but everybody wants to trust that, and that's fine. You get to choose, but when you look at it in that regard, 5,000 years that we know of versus 200 years, and people still use these 5,000-year systems because they
Well,
work.
I mean, in all honesty as well, a lot of the drugs that are produced for the sort of more Western medicine, conventional medicine, a lot of them have their roots in nature as well. So,
Yes, and
that's the irony of it,
initially
isn't
they
it? Is
came from
that
plants. Yeah, because back before Western medicine was like, all about chemicals, they understood the connection with plants because they were naturopaths. There were acupuncturists and chiropractors that were using all of those things. So it kind of still and homeopathic medicine, it kind of went in the beginning of Western medicine. And then Western medicine said, oh, we can't make money off of this.
Yeah, we need
Well,
to
we can make money off of
isolate the
chemicals
chemicals
and
and
right,
yeah.
and pharmaceuticals. We can make money off that. We can patent it, all of, so you
We
can't
can
make
own
money
it
off of,
because that's the problem, isn't it? With nature, you can't
exactly.
own it. You can't say,
Right.
I have a
Yep.
right to coconut because I'm like,
Yes, exactly, right? Because I found it and I created it. You can't say that. Exactly. And so when you can choose to see things differently, right? So again, I was indoctrinated in the system of Western medicine. I worked in it. I believed in it. I was raised in it. So if I can change my perspective, right? That's pretty big. So it means that it's not so woo-woo. It's not so crazy because now, only now, science is catching up to energy medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, Ayurveda, right? So all of a sudden they're like, oh, this thing. I'm like, oh, this thing has been around for 5,000 years. Oh, now you want to try to monopolize it? Okay, make money off of it? Okay. So it's this idea of when we respect our body, when we can physically be in the body, right? Because we're taught to not be in the body, to be only in the mind, because the mind knows best. But again, I would remind you that the mind is only part of the body. And the coherence field around the heart is larger than that around the brain. So if you go and get imaging done, so again, it's like that's real science, right? Like I'm gonna go for an image and show you that's real science. So I'm not talking woo-woo, like it's real science. So if you can imagine this concept of reframing your perspective about what you knew, if it's not working for you, maybe you could try something different. It doesn't seem so scary, right? Like it could be, you can dip your toe into it,
I mean,
right? So
I love language and sort of, and a lot of times it isn't fully equipped to deal with these concepts, but there are these phrases that have sort of stayed through language, like gut feelings and stuff like that, isn't it? And it's like, how have they've managed to survive, and yet we've sort of lost the understanding of what they really mean,
The
haven't we?
meaning behind it. Yes, exactly. Or like old wives' tale, right? Oh, that's an old wives' tale. No, that's been happening for thousands of years. And that's why it's an old wives' tale because it worked and people have always used it, right? So it's this idea of deciding what's best for you. But in order to do that, you really need to reconnect to your body. And in our society, we're taught not to be in the body. It's not a safe place to be if you've experienced trauma. Doesn't feel good to be in the body. If you're in a lot of pain, it doesn't feel good to be in the body, right? And because we're taught not to feel our feelings or sensations. But when we choose to do that, it creates a disconnect. It creates blocked energy in the body. It prevents the body from doing what it was designed to do. So if you watch animals, this is a great example. So my dog, if my dog tries to catch something and it doesn't go well for her, and or something is chasing her, or she gets scared, right? She immediately shakes it off. That's her body processing it. So you can watch it in the wild too, like if you watch Nat Geo or something. The animals don't think about it. They just automatically do it because they trust the innate intelligence of the body. But if you don't do that, like if you almost get into a car accident or something happens to you, you don't actually stop and allow the body to process it. You push it down, you stifle it. I'm not gonna deal with that. I don't want to deal with it. It's really uncomfortable. It's painful. I don't want to feel that. But by doing that, you actually create more levels of imbalance and destruction to the body. So you're actually working against your own body, thinking you're helping yourself, but you're not. But again, we're not taught these things, right? So it's, I had to learn all this stuff myself, right? No one told me this. I had to do my own research. And it was trial and error. Like what works for me may not work for you, may not work for somebody else, right? But it's taking what feels good to you, and your body will tell you, right? So my body would tell me. So when I started doing plant medicine, I was like looking at the weeds that were growing in my yard because people are like, oh, that's weeds. We need to spray that with chemicals. No, that's there for a reason because that's more nutrient dense and has more medicinal properties in it than anything I could cultivate. But we're taught that it's bad, right? Oh, we all want to have grass. You can't eat grass. You can't eat grass, right? But
Yeah,
you
we
can
do.
eat
I mean,
dandelions.
it's like weeds. I mean, it's just it's such a, I mean, everyone's like, quick, eradicate the weeds, aren't they? But it's like,
No, I mean, the thing is, like, someone will tell me I have this issue, and I'll say 9 times out of 10, you have what you need growing in your yard. You know, so I tell people to eat their weeds as long as they don't put chemicals down, as long as they're in an area that is not polluted. Again, like, you know, the world is polluted, but, you know, I eat my weeds. We don't put chemicals down. So I'm able to eat my weeds. You know, so spring is coming up. There's a lot of spring weeds that are growing that are beneficial to the drainage system, to the lymph system, to the liver and kidneys. And traditional Chinese medicine will follow that. Ayurveda will follow that. So those are the times that we want to support those systems in the body more. We want to support those processes more. You want to support them every day, but these are things some Mother Nature is providing them for you. You just have to
Yeah,
stop
to
and
get sort
look.
of through that, you've had that more sort of stagnant energy over winter,
Yes.
and
Yes.
you
The
know you're sort of
heaviness.
stoking the fires again and
Yes.
getting everything,
Yes.
you know,
You're
serviced
cleaning the system
and
out. Yeah, it's like it's turning the garbage disposal on. Like, yeah, I get that stuff out because it's not good. You know, it's that stagnant energy. You want to move that out. And so springtime is a time of rebirth. So we want to support the body. And you, like I said, you want to support the body every day, but there are certain things that Mother Nature will indicate to you, hey, this is a time to do this, right? And so she always provides. We just aren't taught to look. Because we're taught that she's just there to bother us. You
I
know,
mean, I
she
love
doesn't, she
him.
doesn't.
I love that because with my, I've got 2 horses and it's quite similar. So sort of the spring grass is really sort of lush and rich, and obviously after winter where there's not been that sort of real, I mean it's sort of like the spring grass is like eating chocolate as opposed to some vegetables and things, and it is, it's amazing because they know as well, they know to go and eat like the cleavers and the dandelions and we have cow
The
parsley
chickweed.
and things like that, and they gorge on them because they know, and it's like Mother Nature's providing. They're like, oh, the grass is going to be a bit too much for you, so here's a little
Here's
support
some other
for
things. And that's the thing is when you can work with her, your body is more connected, and then you're in turn more connected to your body and to Mother Nature, and then you can look and appreciate. So, like for me, when I first started the journey, I didn't understand that a lot of the plants that I was growing already have medicinal properties, right? Like every plant has medicinal properties. There are some that are poisonous, right? So I always say it's you need to do your education, right? So you can get a foraging book for your local area, right? So I'm on the northeast of the United States, so I have like 4 different northeast foraging books, and they have pictures, and they'll tell you what it's supposed to look like at different times of the year and what it does for you. And so this is a way of, like, you know, you can educate yourself and find out ways to do these things that people have been doing for thousands of years. And so it's getting back in touch with the innate intelligence that already exists there. It's getting back in touch with yourself. It's respecting the wisdom that's all around us that we take for granted, or we don't appreciate, or we don't even see. And, you know, for me, like, I'm excited when I mean, I could forage right now because we've had a mild winter, right? So I have like some garlic mustard, I have some chickweed, I have some henbit growing, right? But if I had to, I could do that, right? My husband's not a fan of eating the weeds, so I don't force it on him, right? It's not for everybody, but I do put it in my smoothies. You know, I will saute them, I'll eat them in salads, you know, but you find what works for you and what interests you, because it may not all, you know, like I made all of my own products, right? You know, we were talking about this, like, you know, I had to make all of my own products that had no toxins, that, you know, were not brewed in mold, that were organic, that had no chemicals, that I knew exactly the process of how they were created. Yeah, it was more time consuming, but it was cheaper, and I could trust that I knew it was done right because I did it, right? That doesn't mean you have to do that, but you can find people who are doing that the right way, or who align with your beliefs, or you just like them as a whatever, right? And you can buy their products. So I have a girlfriend who makes soap. I don't make soap because she does it well. I buy her soap, right? Like, it's having that community of support. You know, she raises animals for food. I get my meat from her. So there's no chemicals, there's no antibiotics, they are pasture raised, it is local, you know, I know her. So I buy my meat and chicken from her. So it's being cognizant of what you are consuming how you're consuming it, and what you're putting in and on your body. But a consumption, like we talked about, can also be visual. You know, like be mindful of what you watch. I don't watch anything violent because my system is already hypervigilant. I'm not going to add more to it. It's already overwhelmed as it is living in this world, right? I'm not going to add more to it. I don't watch the news. That's my choice. I choose not to watch the news because it's very negative and violent. I limit social media. I'm on it maybe half hour a day, if that, right? Because it's too stimulating to my system. So it's being aware of what your body is telling you and not viewing it as a negative, but just as feedback. It's neutral. This is just what my body's telling me. This is what works for me as a
It's just
unique
trying to help
person.
you, isn't it?
Yes. It's just trying to bring you back into balance. That's the way it was designed, to bring you back into balance. And the problem is we get in the way. We get in the way of the bringing it back into balance by not feeling our feelings, by not feeling our sensations, by not trusting the process, by eating garbage, by, you know, exposing ourselves to unnecessary toxins, right? Not getting good sleep. So these are all aspects. It's not rocket science, right? I'm not saying anything like that's really hard. I'm saying very simple, right? Like these are very simple ideas, but it seems really strange because it's not what we take as normal.
No, I think, well, you can get judged for it as well, can't you? And
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm okay with it now, but
Which is hard, isn't it? You know, it's hard for people who are trying to sort of, you know, take a little path that's not seen as normal.
Right.
But
Because we're
which is
taught
what
to go
they
down the
need.
yellow brick road. Yeah, that's the thing is like, you know, as a kid, I felt different. And I didn't want to be labeled different because then I wouldn't fit in, right? So I people pleased and I stayed on the yellow brick road. But the yellow brick road was hurting me. It was physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually killing me. So I decided to deviate off the yellow brick road. And people were like, oh my God, what are you doing? You're getting off the yellow brick road. Everybody travels the yellow brick road. Didn't work for me. So, you know, you could do it. Again, like I was really renegade about it. I'm open to being, I'm okay with that. Like, as now a 40-year adult person, I'm okay with being a renegade. Like, I don't really care what other people think. And because I care what my body tells me. And so you don't have to do everything at once, right? Like, you don't have to throw everything out of your house at once. You could take it in small, manageable steps because otherwise it's really overwhelming. So, if you were to do everything I talked about, you would be like, you would quit.
You'd go, no, I'm not
You'd
going to
be
do any
like, oh
of
my God, what did I do? What
it.
did I do? It's not sustainable. It's not manageable, right? But if you do it in small steps, so the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to tackle my pantry, or I'm going to tackle my cleaning supplies, or I'm going to tackle my personal beauty supplies, or I'm going to tackle, you know, I'm going to get a water filtration system for my house, or I'm going to get a high quality air filter, or I'm going to limit blue light. I'm going to get everything out of my room so there's no electronics, right? Like I sleep in a room, there is no electronics. There is nothing. It does not, so because it affects your melatonin levels, it affects your body from properly sleeping. And when you sleep is when your body heals and detoxes. So I don't want anything that's going to interfere with that process because I already have enough challenges as it is, right? So it's taking those steps and being aware of the challenges that exist that you can control, right? Because I can't control what goes on outside of my house. I cannot control it, right? I can't. So I
No.
have to accept that. But I
Yeah.
need to find a way that I can live with it, right? So I can coexist and not be that person in the woods by themselves, which I would like to be, but you know, it's not practical, right? Like I need to have people around me for a community to, you know, and we have this. So it's finding a community of like-minded people, right? Like I have my girlfriends who like we talk about, hey, I just created this new lotion. I just created this new formula for a balm. I'm deciding to do this tincture. I'm deciding to make this new Oxymel, right? So it's having this safe community where you're met, right? So you have needs, but you're met. It's a novel concept. You're met in a way that your body feels safe. And then your body's like, oh, I was met. That's a good feeling. Let me try it again, right? But it's taking those manageable small steps. So I'm 40 years old. It took me 38 years to get that. So it's, again, like I'm not saying it's a one and done, like instantaneously it happens, right? It's everything as a process, but it's signing up for the process, knowing that when you do, your life is going to look completely different.
I am there's a great saying that I love, and it's sort of like you do the best you can, and when you know better, you do
Yes.
better. And I
Yeah,
think
exactly.
that's the thing, isn't it? Is it's just, like you were saying, just take one step,
Yeah.
whatever that one step might be, and
Exactly.
and then see where the journey takes you, rather than being
Yes.
like, oh my God, I've got
Right.
leap like over
Right.
this vast
Yeah, you
cavern.
can't. I mean, like I did a lot at once because I was so sick that I had to,
That you
right?
had
So I,
to, yeah.
yeah, like it was extreme. And my husband was like, this is insane. I'm like, get on board or get out. Like, this is what it needs to be. Like, this is how it's gonna be. And so that not I'm not advocating for people to do that because it's not manageable. I was just, again,
I
if you're
guess you,
desperate, you
I
take
mean,
desperate
you're
measures, right?
really, your life sort of depended on it. You were at
Yes.
that kind of
Yes.
point in your life where it was like, this has got to change
Do or
massively.
die. Yeah, it was do or die. My body was like, get on or get off, because this is gonna end either two ways. So, when you're the point is, it's sometimes easier when you are desperate, right? Because you've tried everything else. So you're like, what do I have to lose? So I was there, right? I'm not advocating that you get to that point because it's not a great place to be, but it does make it easier to jump off the cliff. You're like, what do I have to lose? I'm already at the end of the cliff. Someone's gonna push me or I'm gonna jump, right? So for me, it was, I was desperate and so the people that I work with are not at that point yet. So my approach is to take small steps. Hey, so what could we work on this month, right? And you could follow it again with Mother Nature, right? So winter is a time for rest, but we still have moons. There's a moon every day, right? So you can follow the moon. So you can have full moons, we release, we forgive, we let go. What am I releasing this month? That could be toxins. Like, what am I choosing to get rid of physically? What am I choosing to get rid of, emotionally, right? And then new moon, what am I going to choose to bring in? What am I choosing to bring in? So I'm choosing to bring in healthier products. I'm choosing to bring in healthier food options. I'm choosing to bring in a new idea. I'm choosing to bring in a new idea of support or new, whatever that may be. And so,
I love the
yeah, you
idea
could
of
still use
using
Mother Nature in that
the
way.
lunar cycle, is because I always
Yeah.
think, we're so much of our cells and us is made up of water, and I always think how
Right.
much the moon impacts like the tides and
Yes.
things, and I
And it
think it
also
kind of makes
impacts,
sense, doesn't it, to
yes.
be
It
impacted.
especially impacts females because, we have a moon cycle, right? So where we menstruate. So if you menstruate, most women will menstruate at the new moon, right? So I flip new moon, full moon. So I never know when it's happening. So that's rare. Like that's not most people. Most people, it's the new moon, right? So it's a time to go within and connect with your body. And so in Indigenous times, all the women got together because they all menstruated at the same time. So it was a time that they all gathered. It was a community. It was a support, right? We don't have that. It's not viewed as something beautiful anymore. There's no ritual around it. It's just like, oh, you're a woman now. Here you go. Here's your box of sanitary items. And we don't want to talk about it, right? But like,
And
that's
don't let
not
it stop you, to
right.
getting on and doing
Exactly.
everything.
It's unsavory. We can't talk about that. It's not polite conversation. But if you can associate it with the moon cycles, and you can again take your indication from Mother Nature and follow that. So that's something that I started doing, I don't know, maybe like 7 years ago. So, every new moon and full moon, I work on things and I follow the cycles of what the moon is talking about. So Yasmin Bolan, she's a fellow Brit. Yep. So she talks about that a lot. And she's got journals and you can follow along with her every single day and she'll tell you what's going on. And so you can correlate that in a lot of different ways in your career, in your home life, in your healing, right? And so it doesn't have to look the exact same way for every person. It gets to look different because we are all different, and that's the beauty of it. So, as I said, you take what works for you and you leave the rest. So, something I may have said, you're like, hey, I like that. I'm gonna look into that. Other things you're like, no, not for me. That's fine, right? Like, I'm not trying to make you like me. That's not my job. My job is to tell you my story so that maybe you hear something, you feel less alone, right? You say, oh, she gets it. She understands. She's been there. And this is what she did that worked for her. Doesn't mean you have to go it that way. I'll have suggestions of, hey, these things worked for me, but I would never tell someone you have to do it this way. That's not what I'm here to do. So I think it's really important that you understand that you get to choose what's best for you. You always have a choice. And there is wisdom that resides in your body and in Mother Nature. You just have to be open to hearing it.
Yeah, that's really powerful.
Yeah.
I think that sort of it sounds like a nice place, Amy, to like consider wrapping up. But
Yes.
I always like to just say to my guests right at the end, is there anything else that you sort of have on your heart that you feel like you'd like to share with people today?
I guess I would just reiterate that you're not broken. There's nothing wrong with you. So if you are experiencing things right now, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual imbalances, we live in a really chaotic world. There's a lot of different things going on, and that's expressed in a way that isn't always understood by us. And it's not something that we're taught, we're not taught coping skills. So there's nothing wrong with you. You're not crazy. It's not in your head. And you're not broken.
Yeah, that's a really powerful message. I think a lot of people do feel broken, don't they? And it is quite common in our society, like you said, to sort of label people. And it's difficult to overcome that.
I mean, I was told I was crazy, so I was told it was all in my head.
But what we've discovered is you're the good kind of crazy, and you're the kind of crazy that the world needs a lot more of right
Thanks.
now. And
I mean, we all have it. We all have that. We all have the ability to heal ourselves. It's just being open to that possibility, right? It's being open to that possibility that something bigger than us exists. And what does that look like for each person?
Well, thank you so much, Amy. It's been a fantastic conversation and a perfect ending to remind everyone that they aren't broken, and there is hope for everyone. And yeah, I hope that they've found some inspiration from this conversation. And yeah, if they want to learn more, they can have a look on your website. I'll put the details in the show notes. And yeah, brilliant.
Absolutely. Thanks, Fiona.
Thanks so much, Amy. Been a pleasure. Thank you so much for listening to the Nurtured by Nature podcast. I truly hope this conversation has brought some hope and inspiration into your life. I would love to have these messages ripple out across the world. So if you can, please share this episode with your friends, leave a review on your favorite podcast player, and make sure you subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I would love to hear from you, so please feel free to connect with me on the links provided in the podcast description. But most importantly, thank you so much for being a part of this journey with me. But don't forget to simply get out there and enjoy the natural world.